Yeah.
Yeah, it should be. Oh, here we go. All good. We're plugged in, buddy.
Excellent.
Ready to rock and roll. Good to chat again. Been off for a week, but just recovering. But doing okay now. Yeah, much better. Good.
Yeah, there's a lot of people coming online saying that blisters with their on their lips from that ACT Canberra rally with definitely some sort of microwave weapon. Man, you got hit. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, for sure. We've all been hit out there. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I covered it a tiny bit the other night, but I just haven't had a voice. But it's not too bad now. And yeah, for sure. I mean, come on. I don't get sick much anymore like you. I mean, since I started studying this and understanding what real sickness is and what makes you sick, because we did a show the other night, and understanding the environment around me and that you don't get a virus, and taking things out that may cause health issues or anything like that, and kind of fixing up the environment that I live in. You know, for years I've been very good, actually. And if I do get run down, it's not too much, and I'm still able to do things. I don't need any medication or painkillers or anything. And usually it doesn't last me too long, and I'm going back years now, years. And nothing's changed. And so how the hell do you get something like that? I mean, that brutalized me. And the thing is, after coming back from Canberra, other people who were there got the same exact thing. Yes, some people got burns. a lot of us just got like this kind of crazy illness. Like on the Tuesday, I started like burning up and all of that, you know. My temperature hit just over 40. Ooh. And it came on so quick. And I was just sweating and sweating. I've never had anything like it in my life. And shakes, aches, really bad aches, all lower back aches, which is EMF, down the back legs.
Adam, who went from down the waist? Who went down with you from your family or your
my wife and little one, but we met a friend down there. We stayed in a cabin, but my wife got sick the other day. She's just recovering now. She's a bit better than me, and the little one got sick as well, but got a really high fever and then vomited all this phlegm up, and that was it. She was fine. So all three of us actually ended up getting this similar symptoms as others have had. Dave O'Neeks, he's one, because he's got a big Telegram channel. He's quite popular. He was one of the speakers, and he's had the same thing as me, because the worst was in the throat. The worst was in the throat for days. That was absolutely severe, man. I've never had anything like that in my life, Jason Woodforth. I tell you, that was brutal. That was like levels of agony when you swallowed even a bit of saliva. You know, it went down like four levels and then clogged at the bottom and would give you a cluster headache because the pain was so bad. I had to have Nurofen just to cut it down to a normal sore throat. You know what I mean? Like, so and that would last 6 hours, and I'd get up every night at like 2:33 in the morning, and I'd have to have like, it was just absolute agony. I'd have to have a shower and more Nurofen and then wait for that to be at least get me down to something where I could try to sleep. It was so bad. And, it made me think that my throat was burned on the inside. And, you know, looking at this, and how, if you look at how microwaves cook, they cook from the inside, and the outside's always warm, but the inside's always really super hot. And I've been checking information with some people who know about this, and they said absolutely your throat and stuff can be burned because the microwave weapons cook you from inside, you know. And so I feel like my throat was burned. Which would explain the severity of that. But, getting better now, but others have had the same thing.
Well, Adam, I think I did say on one of these podcasts many months or even a couple of years back, a friend of ours in Melbourne got the flu shot and lost her voice, and literally lost her voice so bad she had to actually stop speaking for a week. Her doctor said, just don't utter a word, not a sound, nothing. So, you know, whatever was in that toxic flu shot, you know, caused that. Like, she also lost feeling in her arm for a whole month got violently sick, like stupid sick. So whether or not you guys were hit with microwave, you were definitely hit with something, because this, I haven't spoken to anyone that's gone down there that didn't come back with something. Like a girlfriend of mine didn't get sick, but she just said, I just can't think properly. I'm just all over the shop. I just don't feel normal. And again, everyone's body reacts differently. Like, you and your wife are in the same spot, but you didn't get exactly the same symptoms. You were as vicious as what you got. But, man, they're definitely – see, this is the problem, Adam. These cops, I've said from day one, are the problem. And, again, these cops to use this on us, the people, are they under mind control? Are they just – I just don't get, if they're not under mind control, if they haven't been hypnotized, if just something, have they just been indoctrinated that hard where they go, yeah, fuck you. Our government told us that you guys are the problem and we're going to take you down.
I mean, that's right.
But you look all around the country, and I've got many friends that are cops, and I've seen one of my good mates on TV walking away a climate change protester at a rally. And yeah, like, is he indoctrinated? Is he just indoctrinated that much that he's happy just to go and pull these people away, saying, hang on, there is a problem here. We need the government to answer. The police are the problem. And let's move to Canada for a second. If those no badged, no anything, any identification whatsoever on those military goons is an indication, we are in for trouble. We're in for trouble, because those goons will take out the cops. So you cops, if any cops listening on here, if you think the government's your friend, just keep an eye on what's happening in Canada, because they're going to roll in so many military from who knows where they're coming from. My guess is China, right? They're going to roll them in, and you are going to be nothing to them. They'll eat you up and spit you out. They've got more weaponry than you've got. So if you're a cop out there, wake the F up. You are the problem. It all stops when you guys turn the guns on the government, the tyranny of that government, the treason of the government. And I've said it on this program before. It's the exact those words I've said. The cops, you are the problem. This stops with you right now.
Yeah, this is I think this is a very critical point for people, if we were to look at Australia, to start understanding this very quickly. And I'm not talking about the boys in blue down to a local level getting the cat out of the tree for grandma. I'm talking about these federal police and these kinds of goons of doom that you're mentioning here. We have a situation in Canberra where that was a peaceful rally. And also, it was given the go-ahead by the federal police. There was no threat of any violence whatsoever on that day, because it was a family event. I walked with all the people. There was so many women with little babies and kids everywhere, you know. And so we have a situation here where they set up an LRAD device. It looks like a big speaker. They set that up in front of Parliament House, facing families. Australians who have done nothing but just turn up to a rally. So, and they're all standing there in black, and they've set up this LRAD, you know, device to basically hammer blow people. And this is the thing I'm going to find out a little bit more with Janice Barcello on the weekend, just what these machines can do, the frequencies, the difference, the microwave weapons, how they would interact here, because the LRAD type device, they claim through the media, they just used it for announcements. But was it actually a decoy? Was it even on? I don't know. It's hard to, I'd say it would be, but they really made a show of it. And they had they had, you know, like four-wheel drives with these things on the roof driving around. But the point is that these police forces pointed that at families. Okay, so people need to wake up really quick and start understanding something very simple. These types of police forces are not here for you. They're not here to protect you, and they don't care about you, your family, or this country. They basically represent, or they basically are protecting the pedophiles that live under that pyramid, the Freemason pyramid in Canberra. And that's really their job. They don't work for us, and they don't represent us, and they have no interest in protecting us. They basically serve international terrorists. Okay, so these police are domestic terrorists, just like the government. They are completely out of their minds. And as you said, you just look in Canada. If people don't wake up to this very fast, we are in deep shit, and we're not going to get out of it. Okay, so people have to start understanding that they are not here for you. These police are terrorists. That's what they are, terrorists. And they are only just getting started. So what I want to find out here is what kind of weapon as well was used against the Australian people and myself. Trying to find out what it actually was. It was they were spraying chemtrails over the camps there and everywhere, but also you could see clear videos of guys with their EMF kind of 5G readers, and those things were off the charts.
Yeah.
Down there in Canberra. So something was turned on or pulsed or directed at all of us. You know, and it's not just an LRAD machine. You're talking about DOES, directed energy weapons, that were used in Australia with the fires as well. These basically just cook you from within. They cook your cells. People were cooked. Everyone said that. There's people all over social media saying that they were at that event that day. They were sitting in the shade for most of the day, and they have the worst, most severe sunburn of their life. But that's not a sunburn. It's like a
chemical.
It's radiation. And so, you know, it's like being burned, lashed across your face. So they used a weapon on us in this country for sure. And it's crazy to look at other countries. They don't seem to have done that. If you look at New Zealand, they turned on the sprinklers on them, you know. When I look at New Zealand and there is fighting going on against the police, they're just normal guys in blue. The police there, if you've noticed that, Jason, they don't seem to have what we have here. And what I instantly recognize Canada exactly the same. What we're seeing in Ottawa, it looks exactly like Melbourne. It's the same tactics of fear, the same goons they're bringing in who don't speak English, who have no ID. Now they're going to people's shops and smash, you know, they're smashing people's car windows to drag them out of the car. You know what I mean? All this kind of stuff. These goons are coming in and threatening people and doing the bully standover tactic. This is exactly what Andrews did in Melbourne, because he signed them up to the Strong City Network through George Soros, the Soros Foundation, all of these places, and Bill Gates and everything. So the exact same thing in Canada. It's different over there. It's colder. You know, but really the basic principle, from what I can see, is the same as what Andrews did. So this is really crazy. This is absolutely insane. And people are getting a real wake-up call now that trusted those police. I tell you, now they're like, my God, these police have turned into animals overnight. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, look, everywhere around the world, and again, this is what I've said, is an experiment. Okay, and that's also, if you happen to watch Married at First Sight, which is a load of just garbage, they use the words, because when I'm passing, the wife watches it and I tell her it's a load of garbage, real. It's not real, right? Anyway, they're actors. And they're getting told what to do half the time, okay? It's all just to buy you. And unfortunately, they keep calling it the experiment, because they get those narratives, those words into your psyche. And then the other day, I think you sent it to me, Adam, was the WA Premier, where he's gone, well, look, how do I put it? WA is an experiment. He put it plain in sight. You guys over there at WA, You're an experiment, just like we were here, just like everywhere, Melbourne, Sydney, you freaking name it around the world. These are all experiments to test the population and the pushback. Okay, look at this now in Queensland. We got locked down for our first lockdown a year and a bit ago over one case of Delta. One case, and like Delta, it doesn't exist, okay? But one imaginary case. We now have of this Omicron fake hoax case, we have like 5 to 20,000 cases a day, like you do down there, Adam, and like Melbourne, and we're opening more things up. They are just taking the piss, people. They are taking the piss. They're every night, they're in the fetal position, laughing so hard that they would have the strongest stomach muscles from the laugh they get, what they can get away with. And Adam, that bloody, is it on TikTok or was it on Instagram? I think it was, of the premier here, our apparent leader, she's not a leader, she's a piece of shit, right? Taking the mask off the way she did to that music. The mockery. I'm not too sure whether or not them getting away with locking down businesses and destroying businesses and increasing suicide was the ultimate mockery. For some reason, I find this little clip of 5 seconds just the absolute mockery of mockery, the way she takes off that mask and with the music and with the slow-mo. Just absolutely, you just want to just leave her in a room with a few of us just for half an hour.
That's right. There was a video of the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk taking off her mask in slow motion with music. It looks like a video music clip, and she's pulling it off to the side, and it looks like a Pantene shampoo commercial, and she's pulling her hair to one side like she's in a video or something, like shooting a video for a shampoo commercial. It's just absolutely bizarre.
It's just a mockery of mockery, bitch.
And she's giving you your life back, Jason. See, she's telling you, she's telling the public, I'm giving you back your freedom now. Yeah, well, but our freedoms were never yours to give back, you stupid pig. Yeah. But I guess some people like it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And Adam, some people, as you and I know, and everywhere around the world, the people who are woke get to see who really loves it when they get rid of all restrictions, especially the mask one, and the people that wear masks in the cars. Yeah, you are the real retard of retards. You are the special people of this world when you no longer have to do what you're told, but you still do it, and you do it in your car on your own. You are special, and when the cull comes, you need to go first because you're dragging us into the pit. So if you know anyone like that, people have no sympathy for them. They are helping the whole problem. I mean, look at this. The shows I had 2 years ago that got cancelled. Okay, it's because the people didn't stand up that I lost 8 months worth of wages. Lost 8 months worth of wages because people don't have the balls to go, this is just utter bullshit. We're not doing this. I don't care. I don't care who you are, Anastasia, piece of shit. We're not doing this.
But that's right.
You people, and not the Adams, mostly Adams audience, the people, Adams audience that know people, you people caused suicides. You people caused bankruptcies. You people caused marriage breakups. You people caused so much shit because you got no balls and all you know is what's on the idiot box. Wake the frig up when you only get one side of the story from that idiot box. And it's called programming. Turn it off. Get unprogrammed because we need your help. We need your help fast, and we can do it. Well, actually, I don't think we can do it without some sort of violence, because if we all just go back to work and just go there, the problem we got there is, mate, 50% of people actually love what's happening. They love working from home. They love having to not see people. Some like love having the mask on because they don't have to smile at people or smell their frigging BO. So we've got a problem where 50% aren't going to support us any day of the week, you know. And we just have to hope that we get to a Canada-sized thing where the 700,000, 800,000 of us and the million of us all just go and do what's got to be done all at once. It's the only way we're going to save. And, you know, Canada, I reckon they've blocked the banks as well. Look, I don't know whether that's entirely true, but it's something I sent this morning. Looks like it is the case. So they've got so many ways to mess with us. And Jeff Berwick, Dollar Vigilante, he's just made a post saying that And he's an ex-Canadian. Like, he lived over there for decades and said a guy gets arrested, gets charged as a terrorist, has his bank account seized and his truck stolen and sold, and he's the criminal. This is what we're at. This is where we're at.
Yeah.
It is where we're at. And, damn, I had a just with the Anastasia thing, go back to that for a second, is we get to stop wearing masks, those stupid enough to wear them, on the 4th of March. So we've still got a week and a half to go. Why not today? Why not Friday like New South Wales? Why the 4th of March? People, I've said this. The way to keep people in a cult is to mess things up, mix up the signals, just make everything not make sense. Here you go. So where I'm, I've got an event coming up. There's several venues within the same precinct. Like, it's about a 10-acre block, and there's all these different sort of venues, right? But it's in the same complex, right? In one part of the building, in one building, you have to be double jabbed and must wear a mask where seated, right? You go down 100 meters to the next venue, all right? These are mainly sporting venues. You don't have to wear a mask unless you're walking around, and you don't have to be double vaxxed. The venues are 100 meters apart, and you're both in both venues. You are watching sporting events, but because one's called a theater and one's called a hall, it makes all the difference. The mockery is beyond, and people listening on Adam's channel that haven't got the balls to stop wearing masks or stop doing what they're doing, grow some, because there's too many that that are truthers that are complying just to be, oh, I don't want the hassle. No, have the hassle. I went to that Caboolture library the other week, and when they tried to chase me out of the place, I said, no, I'm not going anywhere. We're calling the cops. Call the cops. I'm not going to submit. I'm not going to put up with dumbasses' stupidity. I'm going to challenge it, and I do this all on my own. I think only one time have I gone the shops when there was a time where you were like really ostracized or really looked at or challenged by security, right? That I went with somebody else. I've done the rest all by myself. Have some balls and just do it, because the fines won't stick. Mandated directions and rules aren't law. Just challenge it in court. It won't go to court. And if it goes to court, just say, Your Honor, what law have I broken? Is this not a court of law? Because mandates, rules, and directions aren't law. They're not lawful. Unbelievable. People, come on, grow some balls here. And the other one is, Adam, and I don't know whether or not we actually play this now or you can insert it, is that Klaus Schwab video that you sent me of 1 minute. I've got a 3 minute version that I watched earlier today, but the 1 minute you sent me was a really good, concise 1 minute. If you haven't seen it, people, Adam, if you can link it in the comment section or something, that is 1 minute of what people need to send to other people. Now, I've got a mate of mine, the guy training, a mega, mega rich, right, but doesn't see this. He sees that it doesn't make sense, but he's already triple jabbed, okay, and wears masks where he has to because he just does. I'm going to send him this Klaus Schwab one and just say, you know, mate, just look at what's coming out of this grown man's mouth, right, who's in charge of the World Economic Forum. Why would he want to say the words that he is saying? Why would he? If he doesn't mean them, why get on the world stage and say them? And just somehow just get him to go, yeah. No, listen to it again. Listen to it again. I want you to listen to it every single morning as you wake up and start thinking, if that's the message everyone got every morning at 6 a.m., we might start, you know, changing the narrative around or changing people's thinking around or the indoctrination. Just going, hang on, that great reset, he's just said it again. Yeah, it's only because you replayed what you heard yesterday morning, the morning before. But keep replaying it because you're not hearing it, and understand he's not joking. His great reset article or papers is 213 pages long. All right, I've gone through it. He's not kidding. You don't write 213 pages for shits and giggles. Get that 1 minute out to as many people as you can, and especially the fences, and say, look, can you just listen to this every day for a month so that you've got understanding that this guy is serious? And then there's, like I said, the 3 minute, I'll try and find out who sent me the 3 minute one, and then listen to the 3 minute one every second day. and just go, yeah, wow. And on that 1 minute one is also Ted, whatever his dickhead's name from the World Health Organization, backing up exactly what Klaus is saying. These people are not kidding. They're not your friends.
Yeah, that's right. He's telling you, and he's also telling you that basically stupid humans think that we're going to go back to the way we were, and that's not going to happen. That's what I'm saying. Does anybody honestly believe that they've gone through all of this, pretty much stopping the planet, to get to this point now because people are standing up and protesting, and now they're going to back off? They're not backing off. This is going through, and you can see it in Canada, and you can also see, yeah, they've groomed Trudeau from a very young age as well. But, you know, you look at what Trudeau and his little mutt dog that sits at his feet, can't remember her name, I don't care. But anyway, what they did to the Canadian banks is incredible. You know, they just, they came out and said that we, the government, can just take your money out of your bank whenever we want to. And we know that, and a lot of people know this, but a lot of Canadians would not have known that. And so in a few seconds with that statement, it's caused a rush of Canadians pulling their money out of their bank accounts. It's also destroyed the reputation of Canadian banks among Canadian people and all over the world. You know what I mean? In one swoop, what he has done there. And that tells me something as well, that they're getting ready for a currency wipe, you know what I mean? All to do with this new great global reset, because he wouldn't come out and do that to his own banks if they're not getting ready to flush all this down the toilet anyway.
Yeah, and
you know, a future where you'll have nothing and be proud. We'll give you some government credits, but you won't have cash anymore. That's where they're going. That's where they're going. And I guess that was crucial for people to now understand that these people are not on your side, this government, and he's not your friend. And they've just told you, we can take your life savings out of your bank. We can reach in whenever we want to, night and day, and take your money out of your account, Mr. Smith, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. So that's really shocked them. But it's destroyed the reputation of the banks, because banks are supposed to be, you know, really security-driven organizations. You know, people think, well, my money's in the bank, it's a bank, you know, it's the safest thing ever. Now everyone's just looking at them as pathetic, because hang on, you're a bank and the government can just take my funds out,
and you
can't have any say in it, so why do I have my money with you anyway? I might as well just put it all under my pillow.
And remember, it happened in Greece, where overnight they took was it 60% of your savings, just overnight. This can happen. Adam, go back to your point that you made about Trudeau, that he's a puppet or whatever you mentioned. In that one-minute clip and the three-minute clip, Klaus Schwab says the likes of Justin Trudeau, who one of our junior, I can't remember what he said, junior world economic leaders, and they've been groomed, right? So they've put, and then they said, we just have to infiltrate the cabinets. And in Canada, we've infiltrated half the cabinet.
Yep.
Right. And then he also said in the three-minute one where he's got this set up in 450 cities around the world.
Yep.
It's already set up. If you think Dan Andrews is making decisions based on anything other than the fact that he is one of Schwab's puppets, you're just stupid. He gets his orders, and he carries out his orders that come down from above. All right, he's not making these decisions. The chief health officers around the country are not making these decisions. They're being told what to roll out. It's as simple as that. And Adam,
that's right.
Really believe that the whole pulling out of restrictions and releasing restrictions, etc., is the calm before the storm. Mm. When we've got cases going crazy and we're opening up, considering that we were closing down when we couldn't even get, you know, one case became three. A week later, we still had three cases, but we locked down, okay? So it made no sense. Now, the absolute opposite is happening, which makes no sense. Here's a point. Where are the real retarded special people fighting for their right to be locked down and savagely locked down for the sake of humanity, because we're getting so many thousands of cases a day? You know, that they should be up in arms. Those people should be protesting in front of Parliament saying, lock us down, lock us down.
They actually are. There's been protests. I don't know if they were here, but they could have been in the US. There was a big protest on where people want to bring back the masks. but you know, yeah, as I said, they're taking away the masks in New South Wales this Friday. And the thing is, they've already taken out the QR code system. You don't have to do it, but people are still doing it. I saw them. And so they're taking out the masks here on Friday, but I guarantee if I go to the malls or the shops, they're all going to be still wearing them, or a large section of them. They won't take them off, you know, and they knew this as well.
Adam, guys, this is the calm before the storm. They're pulling things back, making us think that everything's okay. They've done their tests around the world. They know the pushback, the level of pushback from the people, and just getting everything right. Operation Lockstep, step one is just to use fear and propaganda and then address or gauge the pushback. Then step two is to then release something more and then gauge the pushback. And if there's still more pushback, they go to step three, and step three is not pretty. And step three, he'll be here by no later than 2024, whether that's through just the vaccines or whether it's through 5G, chemtrails, who knows. But the next 3 years, 22, 23, 24, get ready, because one of their pivotal points is 2025, and they need to be set up ready for 2025 before January 1, 2025. And, just get ready. Something's coming. I don't know whether it's going to be this year, or keep in mind that the Songbird movie trailer, Songbird the movie, is about COVID-23 set in 2024. So we might have a bit of a reprieve here, just where we've got a few months or maybe a year or two where we can live life a little bit normally before they come and hit us again. Here we are thinking, oh no, it's all good, and then boom.
I think the next round of sickness is going to be very severely.
Oh yeah.
Very severe, because I think it's going to be about these microwave weapons they're going to turn on or against us to gather complete control. Because basically, if you look at it, me myself going to that protest, they gave me COVID. If anyone wants to believe in COVID, well, they gave it to me. It wasn't because of a virus, though. It was because of a microwave weapon, directed energy that we got hit with. And I think this is the next step. And I think it's the predominantly the Western countries that are going to get hit with this. So Australia would be at the forefront, and Canada, New Zealand, all these, right? you probably want to move to a poor country for a while, or maybe Jason, get out on those Pacific islands, you know, that we have quite to go to Papua New Guinea or somewhere like that, and just sit on the beach for a couple of years, because they're going to turn this shit on, and that's what COVID really will be. That's what sickness. People really are going to get sick. That's what I believe. You know, the other thing that's interesting as well is that, you know, okay, if we all went to that protest in Canberra, why were they so threatened? You know, I mean, it's really crazy. I picked up someone posted this on Telegram from the Australian, theaustralian.com.au, and it says, police are expected to charge high-profile leaders of the freedom movement in Australia with incitement to commit offences of violence and deprivation of liberty. This is where they're going now. So the police are cracking down on kill threat protesters, protest leaders who have called for the execution of politicians and other public officials will be targeted for prosecution as federal and state police forces step this up. So, you know, in the freedom movement, when I was in Canberra, people are saying that these people need to be executed for what they've done, which is true. And I don't think that that's calling for violence, really. But what they've done, that's what they deserve. But we don't have that in this country, so it won't happen anyway. But you can see that's what they're saying. They're saying that those pedophiles in there need to be taken out. They need to be handcuffed and taken out of that building. And any politician with half a spine left needs to get down to the real building, the real Commonwealth, the real Parliament House, and get out of that pyramid. That's what they're saying. So now we can see what the police are setting up, because them setting up microwave weapons in front of women and children and blasting us with this, that's not violence, Jason. You know, that's perfectly fine to do that, to target Australian people, families, women and babies, and with microwave weapons. But because people are pissed off and saying these people need to hang for what they've done to us, now they're saying that that's basically, that's causing for death threats and violence against politicians and stuff. So now we're going to set up an investigation and come in and arrest and charge and arrest you all. So that's where they're going. That's where I've always said they're going here in Australia. They're going to start targeting all of us for talking, for having an opinion about this, for saying anything about this. They're going to start targeting all of us one by one. So there's just no one saying anything anymore, and most people will be too scared to anyway. But it's very interesting, because those protests there in Canberra were so immense. I was there. It was too big to police. And what was interesting as well, Jason, is there really weren't any police there, because the last big protest I went to in Sydney, there were police everywhere. There were riot squads, lines and lines of riot squad police, and new divisions as well. In Canberra, there was a few guys out the front of Parliament House with their LRAD machine, and there was a couple of cops standing around, but you never saw any. And I'm wondering, is that because they used these weapons and they kept them inside on that day? But they don't need police to police the protesters when they're using microwave weapons anyway. That's a fact. But very interesting that it just wasn't very police. But from what I did see, that was overwhelming. It was like a human river, a river of people. It was so big. It was just unbelievable in Canberra that day. And so really incredible to see. And there's absolutely nothing they can do about it. And it's going to rise and rise. So as you said, well, I'm wondering what their next game is here, if too many people start rising up, because it is happening in Canada, and the media in Canada are lying. They're basically trying to tell us that these police forces are taking them out and moving their trucks one by one. But you watch the videos and that doesn't seem true at all. There's more people. I saw a video of the people in Ottawa pushing the police forces back. They were backing off, and people were pissed off. They're angry. And the more they push us into a corner and take from us and threaten us, and you have this Klaus Schwab basically telling you you're going to take it and we're going to do it anyway, regardless of what you think, it's just going to make people more angry and stand up more. Then you got to wonder, well, what are they going to hit us with when that happens? When the human tide becomes too big and overwhelming for those police forces to even dare to handle, what are they going to turn on or do to us? That's another question as well. Because this isn't, I don't think it's going well for the system, but what I can see is they're going to put it through regardless. This is a great global reset. This is Agenda 2030. It's going through. You can see with Trudeau, they're under mind control. He's not accepting any prime minister. People are saying, Jason, why isn't Trudeau standing down and trying to find some kind of level playing field here? Because he's under orders. He's under orders. Nothing's going to stop their plan now. It's going through. It's crazy. That's what I was explaining on other shows. They're pushing this through. This is a game changer. This is not like we went through in the past where the governments would back off for a while. They're putting this through. They haven't come to this point just to back off. And they're going to get violent. And you can see exactly what Andrews did is exactly what Trudeau's doing in those Canadian cities. Now he's bringing in foreign contractors. I would doubt they're even police. They're just like militants. They're mercenaries, and they bring them in. As you said, they've got no ID. They're not Canadian. They don't speak English. They're huge, and they're coming in, and they're and they're committing violence against the Canadian people now to scare the shit out of everybody. That's their game, and that's what Andrews did so well. Make no mistake, Andrews won. Andrews won. Melbourne has fallen. We said this. He won. The people lost, and that's a fact. He's not going anywhere. No. That guy's, and the next election, he'll get in again.
Yep.
Because he is their right-hand man, just like Trudeau. And I'd say Andrews has been groomed from a young age. And I say with Andrews, he's very, very highly compromised, I think, sexually with stuff that he has done. And I think most of these guys are. So they've got him nailed up against the wall anyway. If they try to get out of this, they'll nail them. So they're in it. They're in it for the whole nine yards, I'm telling you. But Trudeau and Andrews and their their love and respect for communist China that they so openly come out and talk about, you can see that as well. So it's very interesting days.
Oh, indeed, indeed. Just to one of your points with that terrorist stuff, it's how nice they've been able to again, the narrative that we have become the terrorists. The terrorists are the government. Mark my words, there's just no ifs, buts, or maybes.
That's right.
They are the terrorists, and they're using the cops as their tools. Okay, so just be that. The only terrorists that exist is what the governments around the world set up. That includes ISIS. That includes Al-Qaeda. These are all set up by governments because governments have the power in regards to armed forces to wipe out anything. They can just wipe out anything. And let me segue to this Ukraine bullshit war. This is yet another war that has been set up. They get on the phone to each other. Putin will be on the phone to friggin' Xi Jinping, on the Ukraine prime minister, or whatever it's called over there. He's going, yeah, look, we're going to send a few tanks in. Can you allow us in there? Just get your men out, and we'll do some video footage of us being inside your border. Yeah, no problems at all. And look, just remember where my location is, because don't bomb me. Oh, yeah, no, we got you covered. We're going to bomb over here, here, and here. That's the way it works, okay? The two grown men aren't going to do what's happening right now and go back to any of the world wars. They're just all made up. They're bankers' wars, and they help to cull the population. All the armies around the world are so vaccinated. That is why you've got PTSD that is so ridiculously on the rise, and it has been for friggin' decades. When I was an MP, PTSD was spoken about way back then, like that was 8 years ago, and I was speaking to guys in their 60s, 70s, and 80s who had served, and the dramas they'd been having since World War One or Two. Well, mainly two, because most of the ones are dead. But there's all reasons for it gets done around the world. Okay, and then think about this: if we got a war about to happen, Ukraine's going to have enough firepower that if a few tanks roll into their area, they could just nuke them in a heartbeat. What was that bomb that went off last year? Was in Budapest, or I can't remember. And it went off like an atomic bomb, just the wave that went. They've got all this technology. So if you're going to start a war in this day and age, just press one button and flatten a whole entire country. It can be done. So this war is bullshit. It's utter bullshit. And can I just say this, because I've said on every podcast, is we are still here. And this is not going away. And let me back that up with, I made a comment that I said, mark my words, we'll be talking about this in 12 months' time. And Adam, I reckon that's got to be somewhere between 8 months ago, and maybe I'm coming up to the 12-month mark of that comment. But I can tell you right now, mark my words again, in 12 months' time, we'll be still doing stuff on COVID. We'll be still doing stuff on 5G, on chemtrails, you name it. This is not going away, period.
No, you get that strong feeling. It's permanent, man. It's permanent.
Hey, Klaus Schwab said, you're not going back to normal. He told you. He's not joking.
He said it.
And actually, Adam, the one interesting thing is going to be is this whole Klaus Schwab thing where he says you'll own nothing and be happier, is how you get everyone to own nothing and how that actually happens. Do they just literally freeze everybody's bank accounts overnight and then you wake up one morning and go, they just can't do it overnight? Well, I don't think they can, right? There's got to be sort of like that whole where they drop little nuggets, get us used to the wording, get us used. Oh, yeah, they said this might happen. Okay, no worries. So I own nothing now, and that's how it's going to happen. Be very interesting, but it's going to happen. End of the day, it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mm. I don't know. I think it'll be a high technology thing, you know? I think I really look around and I think we have to start breaking down this 5G shit that they're putting everywhere. Yeah. As we know, you know, it's not just the towers, it's the pads and those antennas that are going everywhere.
Yeah.
Those are the things that direct the energy out to us. Those are like sniper rifles.
Oh, yeah.
And they can pinpoint you with the most extreme accuracy, the pin of a head, man. And I'm telling you, those are the things that communities need to start burning and breaking down. And then we're going to need billions of people throwing away their mobile devices. Mm. You know, that's the only way out of this, because that's where they're getting you. I don't know if I was targeted through holding that phone on the rallies, but definitely I had my phone on me all day. I was holding it for most of the day, and I was taking video and photos of the event. And I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, that was they were doing very weird stuff with our phones and stuff. So I think that holding these things and carrying them around in your pocket makes you a target, because it is a weapon. Yeah. But I look around me every day and go out and I see people absolutely, completely saturated with these phones. They are hooked, and especially the younger people, and I can't see us getting out of this, because where they're going now is the metaverse. So, you know, that's what they're doing, and this is going to... The metaverse is going to succeed the internet. So the internet's going to slowly get taken out as this metaverse comes in, this virtual reality stuff. That's what's going to happen. It's really crazy, Jason. I have an article here from ABC today, and it's saying why some Australians are paying real money for virtual land in the metaverse.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Really? No way.
This retired school teacher in Perth has paid over $1,000 to buy a virtual penthouse in a place called Euphoria, one of the many metaverses worlds that are being launched this year. So she said she wants to host calls and stuff from there, and she wants to do it in style. So it's booming. Sales are topping $500 million and $700 million in the US last year and predicted to double. So the market size of the metaverse could be valued in the trillions, according to investment banks Morgan Stanley. So it's really crazy. So these families, they're saying that they are spent significant amounts of money buying plots of virtual land in the metaverse. This is absolutely insane. We're looking at buying plots for our children. This is going to become a money earner in the future, as you don't have any real land physically that you can live on or touch, and you don't have your own property anymore. But don't worry, you'll have a property or a house or whatever you want in the metaverse, and I'm sure you'll be able to get credits for it and buy things and sell things just like we do in the real world, but it won't be real. This is where they're going, you see? This is a whole new world they're creating in this metaverse that's going to take over. This is where Facebook and everything's going. So they're going to create this digital world where you can have all your spaces, but it ain't real. But this is where people are going to start moving into. That's where they're going. That's what you're saying there. How are they going to do this? Well, they already are. They already kind of are, you know. And as people move into this kind of thing and earn game currencies, that's what they're calling it, you know, and do all these activities and go on holidays and everything and have dating events and put their kids through school, it's all going to be in a virtual world.
Yep.
I mean, yep. If people are stupid enough to do this, which they are, most are, then, you know, I mean, you just can't believe it. How are you going to own land in the metaverse?
Yeah,
is that possible?
No. To some people, it's not impossible. Yeah, no, that's the way. That's really cool, man. That's really cool. Let me go somewhere else for a second. So Bill Gates, to the point that this is not going away, people, is Bill Gates says, and this is on CNBC, so mainstream, that COVID risks have dramatically reduced, but another pandemic is coming. How the heck does he know another pandemic? We haven't had a pandemic literally ever, and now he knows that another one's coming, right?
They've got the COVID crystal ball.
Yeah. But another pandemic is all but certain. Right. Now, remember, they've done the SPARS simulation. That was done in 2017, I think, and that's apparently meant to hit us in 2025 to 2028. Well, that's pretty precise. And we go back to bloody Dr. Creep in 2013, released the song Pandemic with words including 2020 combined coronavirus body stacking. Wow, nails the pandemic name. Nails the year and nails the virus. And what else did he say here? Oh, okay, he's also said, the potential new pandemic would likely stem from a different pathogen. How does he know? How does he know, people? This is why we're still going to be talking about this shit, not in 12 months, if we're all around, then the next friggin' 12 years. Well, this will go through to 2030, until we get to 2030, this won't stop. And I go back to Dr. Creep's song from 2017, where line number 9 is until 2030 lockdowns something or other. And then remember that line number 13 is, and people will happily walk into their own enslavement. Okay, so he's going to get this prediction right. So we got lockdowns of sorts coming until 2030. Yeah, we're not in lockdowns at the moment in lots of countries, but this is a little calm before the storm. They put a little test out there. Just go back to this.
Australia will be at the forefront of
this. Oh, yeah.
Probably the leader, I would say.
Yeah. And they could, with advances in medical technology, could cut vaccine production times to 6 months. They've already got the vaccines ready. Come on, people.
Yeah, GMO vaccines are going to be pumped into you every week. every child.
2 years in the crown. Okay, that's fine. Now, here's the funny thing. I just happened to I kept the paper, the Courier Mail, from the day after the 9/11 attacks. So I've got this Wednesday, September 12, 2001. By the way, the paper happened to cost 90 cents back then. So I've been holding on to this little beauty for, what, 21 years? Or no, about 20 and a half years. All right, so here's interesting, is that the first one slammed in had 156 passengers, 56. And, of course, into the 110-story building. It looks like a massive 11. Something that Zach Hubbard brings up is that if you add up the flight numbers that hit buildings, Trade Center 1, 2, and the Pentagon, you add them up, equals 263, which is the 56 prime. Okay, remember that nothing hit the buildings, okay? Nothing hit the buildings, not even missiles, nothing. It's all been set up. The way those buildings came down, we had a big chat about this with someone yesterday, is that we all believe that when those buildings went up, they were built to come down. So they set them up from the inside out, ready to come down 33 years later. Okay. Hey, by the way, here's an odd one, is Prince died on 4/21. His song, I Would Die For You, used the 21st letter of the alphabet. So there you got 4/21. So he happens to die on the date that that song, and that song was he launched that 33 years earlier. Again, a 33. This is how far this planning goes back. It's crazy and mind-blowing to think that this can be the case, but it is. It just is the case. And by the way, John Howard was in New York on the day of 9/11, and you know why he was in New York? As a reward, firsthand, to see what was about to happen. Because Under Howard, we had the Port Arthur massacre that was not carried out by Martin Bryant, and I'm pretty sure Martin Bryant's name in Gematria equals something crazy too. That was, and you know what? I don't even know if anyone did die, and if they did, it wasn't from Martin Bryant. That was all about getting our guns. All right, and John Howard was rewarded, mate. Job well done there. Come on over. We want to let you watch the show.
That's right. John Howard also
Martin Bryant
put us into Iraq.
Yep.
As well.
Yep. Martin Bryant 56 full reduction.
Tony Blair and George Bush. That's right. John Howard was also there for the Bali bombings.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's a high ranking Freemason, so they invited him over to watch the show, because that was a ritual. It was a ritual, those towers coming down. Yeah, it's all a ritual.
Let's see.
Absolutely, 100%.
Howard, I don't know what his middle name is. Actually, I'm trying to get John Howard. Like I said, Martin Bryant, 56. 56 is the big number. 56 links everything. 5 and 6 adds up to 11. 11's the master number. And it's really hard to get your head around to think that they do this all through numerology. But as the Kabbalah says in the Book of Formation, is that God spoke the world in with letters and numbers to create words. And, you know, like the number of things that equal 56 and just match up, you know, it's unbelievable. I've got to put in, what's Jonathan's? And they put, I think I missed that. No, I did say that. So John Howard, like Bob Hawke was a Rhodes Scholar. All Rhodes Scholars are pure evil, okay? And there's a lot of these...
Julia Gillard as well.
Yeah. So these people have a big idea of maybe not what's going on big picture-wise, but they're certainly willing and ready as a puppet to do whatever it takes to destroy the country they're looking after.
That's right.
Howard's full name.
That's right.
And again, it's just hard to get your head around this is the case, but it just is. It just is. You know,
it's so.
And you know what? If it's not, I'll throw this out. John Winston Howard's 86 full reduction, which 86 is in America. If you're going to get 86th, you're going to get killed. You're going to get pistoled. So. Yeah, very fitting for him for that one. Just see if there's anything else there. No, the 86 is pretty good considering it's full reduction.
Did you watch that video with the Scottish guy I sent you as well? Talking about Australia, how we're owned, to the Vatican. He was talking about the red flag as a declaration of war.
Where'd you send it to me on?
Emailed it to you.
I've watched your first one. I haven't got that one. I haven't read that. It's my second email at the top.
Well, a lot of people are saying we shouldn't be taking those red flags, to Canberra because we are occupied. This is a violent, hostile occupier. This is not a real government. It's not our government. It's all been set up. We know that. But taking those flags there means that we are asking to be hit very hard, which is what they kind of did there the other day. Yeah.
Adam, it's so hard to know the truth of what, like, red flag, blue flag. The 1263 or whatever it is, Article 61 from the 1200s, that, you know, Article 61 means that governments can't do this or that. At the end of the day, who knows what's true with all that shit, because you and I didn't sign up for it. And if at the end of the day, it's like going for a game of golf. You all set the rules. If you all agree on the rules, well, then you abide by the rules. But unless everyone agrees on them, just because you put someone in power doesn't mean you agree with it. And let me tell you, when I was an MP, we were doing the transportation committee, and we had all the bicycle laws come up. And one of the laws was you must have a bell on a bike. And I said, as an ex-cyclist, I said, I think this is a time to remove what's really silly, because you can just go across the Hornibrook Bridge, which is a bridge near me, any Saturday and Sunday morning, you'll get probably 1,000, if not 2,000 cyclists riding across that bridge. It could even be 5,000, right? And I said, none of them are going to have a bell on. So why don't you just go down there with the cops and just, you know, create a big revenue stream every Sunday morning? And he said, we'll just leave it. I said, that's stupid. 9 out of 10 bikes do not have a bell on, and you're going to keep the law, and we don't have an issue with this? That's the level of stupidity you get in MPs, okay? But then you've got the special people like the Trudeaus, the Gillards, the Howards, the Hawks, they're not the stupid ones. They probably agree to that I just said then in regards to just leave it. But they're the ones that really know what's going on, and they're creating hell on earth. Literally hell on earth.
it's really hard and confusing, because every time we try a different angle, we have people coming out saying it's the wrong way. You're in the wrong place. You've got the wrong flag. This is wrong. And then you do it this way and it's wrong. And someone else doesn't like it. It's so much infighting.
And sorry, to that point, thank you for bringing me back, is that the only thing that really should be a thing is natural law. And natural law is simply do no harm. If you do no harm, if the speed limit's 80 and you're doing 120 and you do no harm, you're not actually breaking a law, right? You're breaking a law that a man created that you had no say over. And I'm not saying do 120 in 80 zone. I say do what's safe. And to say that, well, 120 in a residential street safe. No, you're being stupid now. And that's not safe, because you never know what could come out from the side. And actually, Adam, did you see on, I very rarely watch A Current Affair, but I had to watch this article on the e-scooters. Now, to my point of, you know, do what's safe, these e-scooter riders are flying down footpaths, knocking people over left, right, and center. So straight away, you are doing harm, or potential harm, by what your actions. Now, if you don't hurt anyone on that given day, I call that luck. So take your luck away and be smart, because one day you're going to be unlucky and you are going to take someone out, but hopefully you'll take yourself out. But man, there's a perfect example of natural law, do no harm, which includes don't do something so stupid that could be high risk and hurt somebody.
Well, in that way, yeah, we can govern ourselves.
Exactly, 100%.
You create a society based on what's right and wrong. And if people are doing the wrong thing, then they really will know it, you know. We don't need goons in black uniforms with all these military weapons all the time. So it's absolutely insane.
When I was an MP, one of the MPs who was an ex-lawyer said, what we need in Parliament is more lawyers to make more laws. I'm like, yeah, man, what we need is less of you pricks, actually none of you, and rip the friggin' the law book up. As Kerry Packer once said, if you don't know Kerry Packer, one of the world's richest men, died a couple of decades ago, but in 1991 he said at a Senate inquiry, the more money I give you, the more money you'll waste. So I'll do everything in my power to give you as little as possible. And keep in mind, taxes are voluntary. Tax is voluntary. We didn't have income tax in this country until 1915 from memory. And then how did we build roads, bridges, schools, hospitals, police departments? How did we pay for it all, pay for all the wages? How did we without income tax? You're being fooled. You're being duped.
That's right.
The mockery. Oh, the mockery.
Yeah, the tax is a big mockery, isn't it? Income tax is so illegal. It's unbelievable. And GST and all this stuff they've done to us. Yeah. It's incredible. But they probably take it all out of our trust, don't they?
Yeah.
It's set up there. So we have a trust, apparently. But, yeah. You know.
And again, Adam, on that, how do we find that out? We've been told this. And apparently, people, when we were first born, there's a trust set up with a certain amount of money, and that then goes on to the stock exchange and is traded. But we can't find this. And apparently, that money is ours.
Yes, that's right.
You know, we don't know what to believe. Far out.
If you get a mortgage or something, it comes out of that trust. The bank doesn't give you anything.
Yeah.
But how do we find it? Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know where it is or how the hell we're supposed to do any of this. People just say, come and pay me and I'll teach you how to do it. It's really crazy. It's really crazy. I don't know. I look at this system around us and it's just so intense and so gigantic and ginormous. It's just so massive. And I look at it and I just think, can we ever get out of this? Because I'm starting to think the only way forward is through communities, you know, through connecting with communities. I'm not talking about, if you can find communities to go out and get land. But I mean, people everywhere are going to have to start creating communities all around where they live to get things they need done and to share and stuff like this and ideas and everything, because we have to learn to navigate our lives and through the system that I don't think we can change. I just can't see that we can ever change this system around us. I just... It would take the entire planet to stand up, and that's not happening.
No.
People are still watching TV and enjoying this. A lot of people, as you said, they do. I know people for a long time who have absolutely thrived with this COVID thing. As you said, exactly. They like the lockdowns because they don't like a lot of people around, and they can just go around, do their business, and it's not crowded everywhere. They like the masks because it just means they don't have to be so they don't have to have so much communication with people around them all the time. You know, you can be a bit more standoffish, but you don't need to explain why, because you've got the mask on. And if you don't want to talk to people, you just kind of, it's really hard to judge someone who's wearing a mask. You just don't know. So I think, you know, people who are not very social, they enjoy that. And also, you know, the working from home has been fantastic for a lot of people, and they've been getting a hell of a lot of payments and help as well. And they'll just go to the shops and grab a coffee in the morning, then off home, a little fidget on the computer, you know, go down the beach. So it's been absolutely fantastic for them. They're very happy, but also because they're very small-minded and weak, you know, they're unable or totally incapable of thinking for themselves, and they don't want to think for themselves because they're too cowardly, and that's just too scary. So I think with the whole structure through COVID has really, a lot of people have that mindset where they like structure in their lives, and I think this kind of thing has been very good for these people as well, because the governments are telling them everything that they have to do, right down to washing their hands. Every single step of their lives now is controlled and dominated and dictated by government, and this suits them because they're lazy and they don't have the will, the energy, the heart, or the soul, or the spine to stand up and fight back and take their life back. They'd rather the government kind of do all that for them and direct them. So they just sit in the driver's seat, you know, and the government tell them, you do here, you go there, you wash your hands, you put your mask on, you go home. And in all of this, they still live a pretty comfortable life that they don't have to worry about too much. So this leads us into this whole future of you will own nothing and you'll be happy about it. This is the concept already being built around most people's mindsets. And I look at it and I think, you know what, it's going to be a comfortable transition for most of them.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting times ahead. Interesting times, and they keep dropping the narrative. They just keep dropping little nuggets where there's a great reset, you will own nothing, be happier.
Mm. They are.
Yeah, they just keep listening to that. And what was it? What was the one from 2 years ago that all the world leaders around were saying, and we were making comment of it, like they shit, I cannot remember it, but just listen, they just keep putting these things in. And I said earlier in this program, because by the time they get to where they need to be, you'll just be going, oh yeah, that's right, they said that, and okay, cool, no problems. Yep, I heard them say that on the radio, I heard them say that on the TV. Oh yeah, they said that, I'm good, I'll just leave my mask on and do what he's doing.
That's right.
That's how it rolls. Remember, it was 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
That's right, as I said, you know, as you said, we're all still here. This is not going away for a long time, and we, Australia, are going to be at the forefront. We're going to be number one in the queue for this, and whatever they're going to do next, it's all coming here first. And so, you know, it possibly, as I said, it would be better to get out of here go, because it's going to be these kinds of countries. It really is. They're really going to concentrate on Western countries first. Not possibly all of Europe, but it'll definitely be, you know, they'll bring it in at different times, in different ways. Some will be incremental, possibly in the UK, you know, they'll do it more incremental. But those COVID passes and all this stuff, this whole new grid, it will go in. And it will go in while we're protesting. It will go in incrementally in small doses. It definitely will. So we need to find ways to move around this, because they always leave escape or exit routes. They always do. Freemasons do that. Just like they need to tell you what they're doing to you. But there's always going to be ways around this if you want or desire that, because they have to also offer that for people who don't want to be part of this system. But you've got to remember, most people will want to be part of this system. But there will be ways around for all of us. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it will be there. And we have to concentrate on this and find better ways to live. Alongside of this beast system, because I just don't think humanity's ready to stop this. And again, if you look at Canada, he has not backed off. Look at France. They're still marching, but the system's in. You've still got to be jabbed and have these passes to go and eat and everything. They're not backing down. They're not backing off, because this has got to go through. This is coming from the very top of the pyramid, from the big boys. This is it. This is where they go for the throat. This is where they go for the ultimate control of humanity. This is the New World Order. This isn't some game where we could push back. And like wolves in the night, they kind of retreat and then they come back later and they try a little bit more. This is the Great Global Reset, and they're putting this through. And so this, we are in for a fight if we want to stop it. And I hope we all do, because, you know, it's going to, it, as you said, Jason, it could get violent and it could get bloody. But what do you do when you have police forces openly attacking people in the middle of the day, you know? And this again is what Trudeau was doing in Canada, in Ottawa, the exact same thing as Andrew was doing. They were arresting protesters in front of everybody else, brutalizing them, arresting them, taking them in the car, God knows where, and dropping them off because they know they can't arrest them. And there was videos. And so the media were showing the arrests, because the media are there just to film that, right? They bring them in and they crop it and they film Canadians being arrested brutally by these police forces and locked up and taken away in the car. But it's all a game. It's all a show. And that's what the Canadians on the ground were saying. Don't buy into it. We need more people here. We need more people here. They can't arrest you. They know it's illegal. So they're letting us go up the road somewhere. This is exactly what Andrews did. Exactly the same thing as they did in Australia. So it's really interesting to see that. But if more and more Canadians just keep turning up and we have this massive countrywide, huge amount of, or a revolution, if you will, that's going to be interesting to see what their game change is and how they're going to deal with this. Will they sort of back off for a little while? Or, like I said, will they push this Great Global Reset in no matter what, straight over the top of, it doesn't matter what you say or do or how many people are here on the streets fighting this, it's going through. This is the dilemma we're at. Will they force it or will they back off? Because how long can Canada go on like this? And now it's brewing in the US, all throughout the United States now. You've got these truck convoys and people, they're all heading there. It's not, the people aren't going to stop, it's going to build. So this is going to turn into a massive head-to-head standoff. And behind all of this, you've got these little golems, in suits up there in their World Economic Forum causing all of this, Jason. And if only the billions of people on this planet could all turn around and direct their energy towards those who are really doing this, I think this would be over pretty quick, especially if the world's militaries and police forces did that. That's how we would end this. Because these are just little pathetic cowards in suits who are directing all this behind massive amounts of money and wealth. That's what they're doing. But there's not even that many of them. And it's really a sad state of affairs in human history when all doing this, when we're all doing this to each other. You know what I mean? I mean, we all grew up here. It's unbelievable, isn't it, just to watch our own police forces viciously and violently turned against us, the citizens, at the drop of a dime. And they're doing it to their own people. We're killing and attacking each other. We're enslaving each other. And as you said before, the police are going to cop it too when they replace them with these thugs. They're going to get rid of them as well. People just can't see that they're being used all the way down the line, you know? They just can't see it. And until we see that, we're just not going to change anything. I'm talking billions of people need to you know, start seeing the real enemy here, because we're sleeping with the enemy. You know, and this is the sad thing that's happening, really, that we're doing it to each other. It's just so, it's so stupid. It's so stupid and just frustrating when you see people trying to force others to wear masks and QR code and bullying others. It's just, they think they have a seat at the table with these elite globalists, you know, and it's just, you have nothing. You're not even a cockroach. And can't you see what you're doing to your own people, to your own kind? Don't you feel ashamed? I mean, you know, don't these police forces feel ashamed for targeting women and children, for doing what they're doing?
Adam, just to your point, exactly, and we've mentioned this before on this show that many times. How can these cops do what they're doing to their fellow man? Just, I mean, how are you doing it? You absolute vile scum is what you are. How dare you? And if you know,
they've got families too.
Yeah, and if you know it's wrong, but it's because of your paycheck, well, fuck you. How dare you? Give me a gun and let's match up. But we got our guns taken away, as we said on this program just a little while ago, because of Port Arthur.
That's right.
We need a Second Amendment here in this country. You know, the right to bear arms. We wouldn't have half the problems we have with the right to bear arms. Mind you.
Yeah, I know. Well, the problem is this entire Australian government needs to be dissolved.
Yeah.
We need what happened in Chile, you know.
Dissolved by us.
But this kind of happened in Chile in 2019, because they had an unfair constitution that was written by a dictator, and the whole, you know, millions of people forced this change. The police couldn't fight back. And now they have to rewrite and implement a new constitution that many, many people have to agree with. So it will be a fair process to make everybody happy. But this is what we need to do in Australia, you know. All this ScoMo and this shit, it all needs to go. The whole thing needs to go. It needs to be torn down, replaced by the people. And then we need to write a new constitution for this country. You know, we need to go back to our roots, natural common law and this kind of stuff. And we need to find a better way. But while they're all still in there, there's just no hope. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This next election is going to be a joke.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to vote in the Labor guy and the Liberal guy, and they're all on the same team. It's a scam. The whole thing's a scam.
It's a scam.
It's just an absolute scam. People think that Liberal and Labor fight each other. And they want different things for you and everything. They don't understand is they're all on the same side. They're opposames. It's the same system.
Yeah.
And it's been like that since before the 70s, or, you know, even before that. At least it was a bit better. There was a time then when it wasn't too bad. But, I mean, you know, they have implemented a two-party system in this country, and it's just been like that forever. And it just goes round and round in a vicious circle. And people turn up every 3 years and they vote, and it's the Liberal guy or the Labor guy, the red or the blue, and it's just a fucking joke. Yep. It's not even worth voting or bothering with the whole thing. It's just sick. It's just sick, and I think people have finally had enough of this. You know, but just, you know, before we go, people just need to see that. You're voting for a system that attacked women and children. Because we were too close to them in that place. And the conversations are getting too heavy for them. And people are pointing the bone at these people. And we've got to a point in Australian history where people are starting to see that this whole thing is a scam. This is not a government. It's nothing more than an entity that contracts with outside terrorist forces. We're under control from the outside. It goes all the way to the Vatican. Through the City of London and all this Club of Rome, all this.
Well, all roads lead to Rome.
We are absolutely under control here. We don't have any democracy or freedoms. We're like an experiment. You know, we've been given this little life. You'll be right, mate. Watch the cricket. Have your little plot. Have a barbecue. Do your job. You know, it's all good. hopefully people are starting to see the real threat here. And that threat is a terrorist organization in a pyramid down in Canberra on a fucking hill, right? And they are pedophiles and terrorists. And they're inside a Freemason pyramid lodge, right? And they're running and destroying all of our lives, and they're absolute criminals. They're actors. None of it's real. The whole thing's fake. It's absolutely unbelievable. Our flag is fake. Our customs are fake. Our police are fake. Everything. Everything. The taxes, our schools, our universities, our whole way of life here is a complete fake and a scam and a sham. That's what it is. So the whole thing needs to be torn down and redone. I can't see that happening. I just can't see it. They've got too much control. They've got too much control. And when they're a little bit threatened, they direct energy weapons against us and our kids. So we can see what we're dealing with now. But as long as most Australians can wake up out of their stupid fucking dream state and see what you are really dealing with here, because it's not, you know, just a couple of police officers who want to protect you and protect and serve, and a government that's up there making your life better and are looking out for you. No, no, no. So hopefully Aussies can wake up, mate. Hopefully Aussies can start waking up here.
Can only hope, mate. Can only hope. It's been 2 years.
2 years?
2 years. People.
And you wait this Friday, Jason. They're still going to have masks on.
Yep. Well, as I said, did I say this earlier? It's been a while we've been going. But we'll be able to see the real special people that leave the masks on come 6:01 p.m. on Friday night in New South Wales.
Is your mask being taken out now, or is it coming?
Yeah, unbelievable. Never worn a mask, never will.
No, are the mask rules changing now? When are they changing in Queensland?
Oh, yeah, for us. Yeah.
Yes.
When next Friday?
Not this Friday, next.
Yeah, because it's very important, Adam.
Yes.
It makes very strategic, important Omicron sense that it's next Friday at 6 p.m., not 5 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
Not 6 p.m. the day before or this Friday. But I tell you one thing she did do last year when we had, I think it was a lockdown where we're going to be locked down till whatever it was, say, call it Friday night, 6 p.m., and all of a sudden we were released from prison at 11 a.m. in the morning or something. So I suspect this fourth Friday next week may come forwards, and it's kind of like gives us more hope that, you know, Anastasia's such a nice person and doing the right thing by us. What happens is people will be going, oh, thank you. If you feel that's right to bring it forwards, thank you. You're doing whatever's right for us. Thank you. It's kind of like when you walk into the into Myers, into your the section in your beauty and makeup stuff. They bring out six different makeups that you need, or cleansers, blah, blah, blah. You bring out six and you go, you know what? After half an hour, you get them really ready to the big sale, $300-$400 worth. The salesperson goes, you can see them sort of like the buyer's sort of like not too sure, the customer. So you go, oh, look, you know what? You don't really need these three. You just need these three. Well, you don't need any, but I'm not going to tell you that because I need to make sales. And they go, oh, thank you so much. So now that Anna's put this date out, she'll bring a date forward, I reckon. And people go, oh, thank you, Anna. You're so beautiful. That's how it works, people. You're being conned. You're being set up. It's a hoax. What's to come is going to blow your mind.
And that's right.
Is it all doom and gloom? Look, there's not too much positive out of this because we can see what's coming. But at the same time, as you and I do, Adam, we still go out and have some fun. We go away for weekends. We got the grandkids involved. We've got new shows coming up, new website. But we're still doing what we do here just to make sure we keep an eye on these bastards.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if you and I don't, if the million that turned up in Canberra don't, we will end up in truly the worst place known to man.
That's right. That is right. Boy. It's hard to know. And I think, as you said, you just got to do the best you can and try to move forward in a positive way and keep connecting with those around you in your communities. And look, the protests are great. I'll still go to the next one. And this was good how fast we exposed this as well. I mean, that those weapons that they did have set up, the LRADs and stuff in Canberra, that went all around the world. I mean, it's made it into some of the biggest alternative media outlets in the world. It went everywhere. So you were exposed. Let's hope Malcolm Roberts and that actually do get an answer back from the federal police chief guys, because he hasn't answered yet as to what type of weapons were used. But they did admit setting them up. And we exposed that. And it was just great to be around, you know, that many people. I mean, they're saying 1.3 million cars were registered going into Australian Capital Territory on that weekend or something. So I don't know the true scope of the crowds on that day, but, you know, there's more coming up. There's more coming up, and I think they're going to grow. But it's interesting how fast things are getting exposed now. My initial thought was, if we get enough people, we might be able to bide some time here. But it just seems like they're going ahead with this system, you know. But the mask thing will be interesting anyway, because I have a feeling that with what they're saying now, they're kind of trying to make out this is it for the masks. That, you know, the whole narrative is collapsing worldwide, which it is. It already has. It's all collapsing. And now people are starting to think this is the end. That this is it for the mask, that they're not coming back now. I guarantee you they bring them back. I just have that feeling they're going to bring them back maybe towards our winter or something, just as a real mind fuck, you know, really to mess with people. But we'll see. But it's just such interesting days. It's just so incredible what's going on and what we're seeing in Australia, isn't it? It's unbelievable. But as you always say, yeah, you just got to get on with your life as best you can. It's hard when they make you sick like that, because I've been crook since last Tuesday or something when I got back. I haven't been able to do hardly anything, you know, anything. It's really put me back so badly. It's really a pain in the ass to go through something like that. And I know a lot have as well, but they're still going to return and they're still going to go to those Canberra rallies, and there's still more coming. I would say to people, just keep getting along to those wherever they are and keep networking and stay positive and stay around people who are on our side. Don't worry about these stupid zombies. You're never going to help them. And do you really want to help them? Do you? I mean, you know, they're not going to listen. They're not going to listen. They're in this lifetime, they're gone. Most of them are gone. But I do believe, I still believe that there's more than enough of us to move forward here together. So going to be a really crazy year, mate. That's for sure. We have really strange things going on just before we go in Australia, with thousands upon thousands and thousands of lightning strikes. In different locations, or in centered locations, actually, in Australia. So people are covering this overseas, saying, what the fuck's going on in Australia? You've got all these concentrated lightning strikes happening. Really crazy, you know, with all this that's happening and this weather that we're getting. I mean, and with Klaus Schwab, Jason, basically telling you the truth in plain sight, he's telling you the next round of games is going to be climate related.
That was interesting. He openly says
that, Klaus Schwab openly says it. He's basically not even talking about COVID. He's saying that the next round is climate change. So this is the next game they're bringing in, mate. So maybe that could mean that the masks and the whole COVID thing are going to start to wind out. Not the jabs and stuff, or maybe that, I don't know, but definitely they're gonna do something here with the climate, food, all this kind of stuff. And we're copping it. We're getting flooded at the moment, you know. He said it, not me, Jason. You didn't say it. I didn't say it. He said it. The next round, boys and girls, is climate change. So what are they gonna do to us? Yeah, this weaponized environment around us, you know.
Okay, so just on climate change, think about this one. So it was global warming, right? Then they changed to climate change, and there was that big push with Greta, right? Where's climate change gone the last 2 years?
Mm.
Yeah, why hasn't that been in the news every third day? Literally nothing's been, or even every day. Why all of a sudden is climate change the next big deal? Shouldn't have been the big deal like the last 2 years, but we kind of just forgot about it?
That's right. That's right, just like everything else. Everything got forgotten.
Yeah, and yet we've had no problems.
No problems. I mean, if you have a look at the data, it's actually completely the opposite to what they're saying.
And the sea level rises. I mean, people, come on.
Supposed to be gone now. We're not supposed to be here now.
You've only got to look at the something like the Sydney Harbour area there where the Opera House is, and they've got pictures 50 years apart where the waterline's exactly the same. Yes. You know, and you might say, oh, but it's only little bit by little bit. No, not by what they're saying. There should be an absolute difference. There's not, because once you understand how the dome system works, the water cannot rise. It's been around for how many millions? Quite frankly, who knows how long it's been around for. But it works just perfectly fine as it is. Climate change, as Anne Bresnington said back in 2009, she brought up that the book, the Agenda 2130 book, it has on page 104, 105, 106, two of those pages. I think maybe 105, 106. Oh, 105, 106 would be perfect, 5 and 6, 56. Oh, I'm going to have to go and check that out. Is that we're basically going to bring in climate change, global warming, to enslave the people more. It's just a tool to rob you of your riches. Simple as that.
Same with the fake virus. Look what they've done. Look how much they've robbed us and controlled our lives over a virus.
Yeah.
I mean, does anyone actually really think that the government care because you're not well or you have a flu? Why would they care? Why have they ever cared? When have they ever cared that you've got a cough or a cold symptoms? They really want to protect you so much they're willing to go through all this. But imagine what they can do with the climate stuff.
Yeah, unbelievable. Get ready. This shit show's not over. Sorry Jesus. To say, people.
Interesting. All right, buddy. Great chatting today.
Great chat.
Lots covered for sure. And we never plan any of this. We just, I just called you.
As you were calling me, I had a blank sheet of paper. I just started writing a few things down, and we've gone for friggin' hell how long? An hour.
It's crazy.
An hour 31 with not a single thing ready. Well, I knew a couple of things I was going to chat about, but yeah, good chat.
Crazy.
Hours. All right, mate.
Insane.
Great day.
All good. Thanks, Jason Woodforth. Everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com. Thanks to the members for your support and everyone out there who listens to the shows and follows the website. Can't do it without you. And we continue forward here, buddy, and we'll chat again on the next one.
Mate, look forward to it. Peace out.